at the time of Yaksan, Yaksan Genzai Rosa, every morning we recite names of Buddha. Daikan Eno Daiyo. Daikan Eno is the sixth fabric. And Seigen Gyoji. Seigen Gyoji is the seventh fabric. And eighth fabric is the stock then. And the Aksang. At that time, Zen Buddhism was very, became very popular and strong. In every master, there were lots of students. But in Yaksan's monastery, there were only 20 students. He was a so strict teacher. One day, the temple, a monk who is taking care of the temple, asked him to give a lecture. You haven't given lecture for so long time, so students want to hear you. So please give us some lecture today, he said. So Yaksan asked, Inosho to hit the bell. So students came to lecture hall. And at the third round, Yaksan appeared and mounted the pulpit and sitting for a while and without giving anything, saying anything, he he went to his room. The priests who were taking care of the master asked him, why didn't you say anything? Yaksan said, there is some teacher who give lecture, and there is some teachers who discuss Buddhism. But to have discussion with students or to give lecture is not my duty. And he だと知らんと。それで、if sin doesn't give an elixir, what is his duty? No one knows what. It is difficult to figure out what was his duty. That he has no duty is actually his duty. Wine is, you know, if you drink wine, you feel good. If you drink honey water, you feel good. But if you drink just water, you don't feel good. But that is, you know, the why you drink water sometimes. If water has some particular taste, it is not water. So Yaksan didn't say anything. And true teacher, you know, she didn't say anything. Maybe because I am not a true teacher, I have to explain many things. But actually, there is no, not necessary to explain what is Buddhism, what is Zen. And in appreciatory words for the this story, Zen koan, we should punish. We should punish Yaksan. Because he appears on the party, on the altar. He should punish him. But that he didn't say anything was not so bad. Not so bad. So we shouldn't punish, you know, the monk, you know, who is taking care of the monastery, shouldn't criticize or punish, not punish, criticize Yaksan for not speaking anything. It was good, but he didn't speak anything. Pretty good. So, if you want to criticize him, you should criticize him because he appeared on the altar to speak. That was the appreciatory word for Yaksan's true activity. Let's think about this point more. Zen Buddhism, we say. Zen Buddhism, we say. But it is not something special. According to Buddhism, the teaching is everywhere. If you have eyes to see, if you have ears to listen to, teaching is everywhere. Whatever it is good teaching for you. It is not all things are necessary to listen to Zen master. If you have, if you only have ears to listen to, Zen master, you come to America or say something to you is tentatively. Give you something, water, with honey. So that you can drink it. If it is plain water, no one will drink it. So Zen is extra. Teaching is enough. Whatever the teaching may be, if you have yes, to listen to it, you can understand the universal truth, which exists everywhere, and which existed before Buddha, and which will exist forever. So, for true Zen master, like Yaksan, he is cheated. It is mistake, maybe, to mount the altar and, to appear on the lecture hall is already a mistake. But, at his time, Buddhism was so popular, Zen was so popular, and so many people were interested in Zen Buddhism. Giving any candy or honey. That is what he did. But he needed some good student. That is why he had 10 or 20 students, maybe. We should think about this point more. Before you study Zen, you shouldn't think Zen teaching is something special. Our teaching is expression of your true nature, which is innate with you. You know already what is Zen Buddhism. There is no need for you to ask someone else. But why, you don't satisfy with what you have is because of your small mind. Because your eyes are not clear. Because you want to listen to something special. It is like, as Buddha said, we are like someone who has honey. Ball on his chin. And hopping around to seek for something good. So naturally, honey will be sweet over, all over. And you will lose your honey. Because you want to seek for something good, some other places. But if you realize what you have on your head, then there is no need to seek for something good. So, what you should do is to have clear mind, to get rid of excessive desire. So that is what we should do. We say enlightenment. Enlightenment is if you realize what you are doing, that is enlightenment. If you realize what you are doing, you will find out how selfish you are. our self-centered creature you are, and how greedy you are. And according to Buddhism, the problem, our problem is the idea of self which we have, always have, and all the source of all activities. Self-centered idea. Which is not actually exist. Nothing has its own self nature, including human beings. When you realize that we have originally no self, then what you hear or what you see will be very clear and will be truth itself, because Buddha is listening and Buddha is seeing, not you. Maybe this kind of idea is very unfamiliar to you. Because our everyday life is deeply involved in the idea of self. Actually, our life is nothing but self-centered life, and our culture is self-centered culture. It's a human culture, but it is not even human culture. It is derived self-centered culture. No time, how self-centered culture we have. But if you realize how selfish we are, that is so-called enlightenment. And so we get rid of idea of self, our activity is really Buddha's activity itself. That is the point we should know first of all. Although there is nothing to study, but we have something to study. That is the study of selflessness and practice of selflessness. That is, then practice. You may think that kind of practice is very, you know, weak practice. But it is actually, if you confront with your problem or self, unless you are a very strong person, you cannot see, even see, how selfish you are. For instance, you know, if you come to the point where you should realize, actually realize, there is no actually no self. You cover your ears or eyes. When you, if you are told by your doctor you have a cancer here, what do you do? You know, most doctors will not tell you are cancer. Because we are so self-centered beings. Self is everything for us. So, to tell him that he is cancer is to deprive of everything from him. So no one will tell him. But if you can see, or if you can, if you do not move, even though you know you are cancer, even though you know you will die in 2-3 years, you may be pretty strong person. That kind of strength is real strength. It is easy to fight, to win fighting, but it is difficult to remain silent when you lose. It is, you know, easy to go ahead, but it is difficult to be to remain the last part of your group. It is easy to be the first one always, but it is, you know, difficult to remain last part always. Not so easy. Only a man of selflessness can be last person. In our society or in the world. So if you are always trying to be the first, you will become weaker and weaker. You will lose real spiritual power. Although you will have materialistic power, which doesn't work so well. If all of us try to be the first one, we will create confusion. But if you always society, the whole society. ึ้นนั่นข้างหน้าลูกจะเป็นประสาทใจประสาทใจสุดสมุนสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุดสุด
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that. าสนะก็เดี๋ยวที่สิจะเข้ามาเราจะ everyday activity ตรงนี้ train ourselves at the most simple way ประสาทโปรดโปรดโปรดโปรดโปรดโปรดโปรดในดวงกอดดวงกอดตัวดวงดาวตัวอาตัวเป็นดวงกอดในปัจจุบันตัวที่ผลิตอยู่ที่ที่ได้รับจากตัวตัวพระ พระองค์มีพระจักรพรรดิมีเนื้อพระสิทธิ์พระองค์พระสิทธิ์โอ้ผู้ขอประสาทหลานเดิมมาเป็นผู้ขอพระสิทธิ์ไม่ทรงขาดโอ้พระสิทธิ์โอ้ผู้ก็ไม่ต้องรับรู้สั่งข้อสูงจากผู้สูงเพราะว่าโยบัสคือได้ผลิตในบางสิ่งสูงเกินไปแต่ได้จากผู้สูงหาโยบัสสิ่งเอาเวลาไปเวลาเวลาโยนให้สิ่งหาก็จะหาThank you. think that's the same.
I mean,
these
are the times for the sacrifice
now.
Thank you. Thank you.